This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here as we take your phone calls with John and Barry. Barry and John Chapman in Essex on the west coast of England. And the number is 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290 if you're here in the States. Whether you're listening to us live streaming at richarddugan.com or newspress.com, we encourage you to give us a call right now. Our AAA editor, Beth McDonald. It wasn't that I forgot your name. It was like, okay, let's see. Where are we going to take this? It's been a wild half hour. I can only imagine what the next half hour is going to be like.
Awesome.
So tell us, what's our focus?
Well, your focus is your awakening. This is the week of awakening. Everything's moving into Scorpio. Scorpio rules transformation. It rules depth. It rules the death, life, death, and rebirth cycles and circles of life. And we're really coming up to the big Scorpio holidays. We have this five-day kind of window at the end of the month and the beginning of November, where we have Samhain, Halloween, depending on how you pronounce it or what you believe. There's All Saints Day, there's All Souls Day, and then there's the Day of the Dead. And so it's really the great astrological, I think, hinge. It's the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. It's the end of the harvest season. So it's a time of great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's because it's the end of the harvest season, it is essential, and again, this is a metaphor,
yes,
for you to continue to gather up the nuts and store them in the tree, because winter is coming, and
right,
this is just one of the cycles. Don't get fearful here. It's
right.
Just
no,
one
it's
of the cycles.
Yeah.
And that's what we do as we go to harvest. We gather up all of the wheat and the grain and the nuts and the fruits and the vegetables, and we store them away, and we're ready for the wintertime.
Right. It's also very much a period of assessment. As you store these things away, you get great clarity about what went well and what was easy and what did we grow a lot of this year, what did we gain a lot of this year, and then that informs where we need to put our focus and what we want to try and develop more of in the coming days and weeks, where we have opportunity, certainly for the next year, the next cycle.
And what about also that introspection in terms of and again, I'm using this as a metaphor, rotating your crops, as it were. You just grew
exactly
a field of potatoes this past year.
Right.
Now, next year, what do we want to grow? Because we're going to have an abundance of potatoes in store.
Right.
And so forth. So what are we going to grow this year? And again, that kind of goes along with what you're saying.
Right. And it's highly, highly personal. I usually recommend that people start making the rough drafts of their New Year's goals and resolutions now, because you get a very clear glimpse of what you're really proud of, what you did well this last year, and what you did not so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of people, there's a huge emphasis on money and career. For others, there's a big emphasis on health. It's very different for different people.
I have to wonder if, before we wrap up here, listening to one's intuition, still small voice, and following the promptings,
right,
wouldn't basically take care of all of that. If we just did that, ask the question, okay, what do I do today as far as my finances are concerned? Listen and follow through.
Listen to the voice.
Yeah, and then follow through.
Most people, the intuition, it's not hard to get the information. It's
yeah,
harder to use the information
put it into,
that we get
into
and
motion,
put it into
yeah,
play and
yeah,
stay committed to it.
Yeah, there you go. And people can do more of that through you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com,
yes,
963-0842.
Yep.
And we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Beth. And this is Tell Me Your Story. Stay right where you are.